Timmins. A recount of the Mushkegawik election ballots has resulted in a minor change to the voting numbers, with the overall results staying the same. After the August 30 recount, Walter Leo Friday remains the Grand Chief-Elect with 366 votes. The Chief Electoral Officer's investigation into the election protest is ongoing. After the recount, Friday remains at 366 votes. Incumbent Alison Linklater received 360 votes in the recount, compared to 259 in the original count, and Ernest Beck received 275 votes, which didn't change. There were 44 spoiled ballots, compared to 45 during the first count. The results of the recount were released at 9:40 p.m. on August 30. Friday will serve a four-year term as Grand Chief. Recounts can be requested by candidates who lost by less than 30 votes, and have to be requested within 3 days of the election. Linklater told Timmins Today earlier this week that she requested the recount as a chance to learn and better the organization's election code for the future. There is still a protest to the election that is being investigated by the Chief Electoral Officer Sherry Davies' office. If a ruling can't be reached, the Chief Electoral Officer may bring the matter to the Council of Chiefs. A ruling must be published within 10 days of the election. Results of that investigation are expected on September 4. The Mushkegawik general election was held on August 25. Mushkegawik Council represents 7 First Nations in Northern Ontario. Amos Wesley was elected as Deputy Grand Chief North, with 370 votes. He will be representing Fort Albany First Nation, Kashichewan First Nation, Moose Cree First Nation and Attawapiskat First Nation. Natasha Martin was acclaimed as Deputy Grand Chief South. She will represent Chaplo Cree First Nation, Taqua Tagamau Nation and Missinabe Cree First Nation. This is the first time there have been 2 Deputy Grand Chief positions. This is also the first time email voting has been an option for members to cast their ballot.